Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a real pleasure to welcome animal lover Jennifer Tipton of Sleek EZ. Jennifer Tipton is a model of tenacity, both for her work as an entrepreneur and previous career as an equine horse dentist. Yes, for you didn't know that a horse can have a dentist. Absolutely. For years, she bonded with animals, observing their behaviors and also understanding some of their natural grooming tendencies. She noted what she felt good and comfortable about. Well, also it sort of tugged, itched, pricked during grooming times, the horses. And that could be a reason for issues. It led her to develop an actual innovative grooming tool that can make any type of curly, shaggy, wiry, or horribly long coat of hair neater and sleeker because it performs so quickly and simply. She worked the word easy into the actual name, Sleek EZ. In 2018, Jennifer's Sleek EZ, which is Sleek, S-L-E-E-K, and then EZ, the letters EZ, .com, became one of the top-selling products on Amazon. But the journey of this specially bladed and toothed comb was long and hard, including personal battles with early stakeholders, resistance from patent attorneys, and rip-offs by certain marketers and distributors. Jennifer launched the fledgling company with her own money and has since become an expert at living simply instead of with extensive debt. She even bought her last home for all cash, which is quite amazing. Jennifer is a true animal lover and has always lived with a four-legged family. For many years, she was situated in Billings, Montana. Most recently, she has been living off the grid in a 40-foot trailer with acres of land around her. She has six horses and six dogs with her. One of them just turned 14. And Jennifer says the dogs are her eyes and ears in a remote area akin to the Wild West of U.S. past. The animals also enjoy the property in the northeast corner of Nevada, which includes a creek that runs into a mysterious underground river. And that's just the tip of the phenomenal iceberg of phenomena around her. My pleasure to welcome her to the show for part one of her exclusive two-part series in Close Up Radio, Jennifer Tipton. Jennifer, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. It is a pleasure. It's so nice to talk to you again. It's so nice to talk to anybody, actually.
Yeah.
I've just been out here, as
you are
said,
off the grid.
Out in the middle
yeah.
of nowhere.
Right.
I'm actually in, I think, not really northeast, but probably more north
central.
I mean, I'm about an hour south of the Oregon border, surrounded by Bureau of Land Management federal lands on all four sides. And it's been,
so Reno would be how far?
Reno, well, Winnemucca is the closest town. And so Reno is west of me, if I were to drive from here, about three and a half hours.
And then Yerington?
So Boise's about 4 hours away. Yerington, you know, you mentioned that, and I'm not quite sure where Yerington is, because there's also a Eureka.
Yeah.
There's several small towns out here.
Is it Eureka? Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eureka's, I mean, Yerington's very, very tiny, right? It's maybe an hour south of Reno, southeast of Reno, from what I remember when we were there.
Well, outside of Reno, I mean, Winnemucca, outside of Reno, which is the largest town city up here, which is growing
yes.
very rapidly. I mean, I was there just a couple months ago, and just east of the town, which is Sparks, And I actually like Sparks a little more kickback. And then east of Sparks, gosh, I can't think of the name of it offhand. It actually has a now, it's formally named, but a lot of the big California.com companies are moving there. Google, I mean, huge complexes that have gone up overnight. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of square feet buildings. I mean, they're all just getting out of California, I guess, for the tax purposes and whatnot. But that's going to, and then also, you know, Elon Musk, Tesla, and out where I am out here, they're putting a big lithium mine. I think it's already opened. I mean, there's going to be a huge influx of people in Northern Nevada.
Do you like that, or do you think it's going to change the landscape?
You know, there's pluses and minuses. I have my house also in Billings, Montana. When I first moved there, you know, I'm not from there. I'm not from anywhere. You know, we moved around a lot growing up. My mom was fancied herself as an interior designer, and she was very talented, but she did it more personally. And she'd get bored, and we'd move to another house. My parents sold real estate as well, so that was another thing. And so we never really were from anywhere, you know. And where I am right now, outside of Winnemucca, I mean, this is all cattle. It's a valley, and it's mostly cattle and alfalfa, which is unusual in a high desert. But it's unusual. I actually found this acreage. It was partitioned off and then lost through a divorce. So it's very unusual to find 240 acres because most of it's very large sections of land. Large acreage. So pluses and minuses. The minuses for me, the pluses for an influx of people is that it brings people from the outside because I'm not an insider, and that's just the bottom line. It was the same thing in Montana. You know, I've been here for three generations. I think a lot of people can relate to that. I lived a great part of my life in Los Angeles, which was kind of a melting pot. So people are, I thought, more friendly. They weren't, like, cliquish. Like, you know, we already have our set of friends, you know, and who are you? And so I kind of kicked the beehive when I came here to Northern Nevada. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to retire here. I'm probably be buried next to you in this little tiny graveyard. So I might as well get used to it, right? And so I just kind of kicked the beehive, like, let's get to know each other really fast and just move on. But it hasn't worked out in my favor so far. It's just there's something on my property they want. But it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as my business goes, Sleek Easy, that's part of what I do. I mean, I travel with my dogs everywhere, and I would take my horses if it was possible. But I stay in a lot of hotels. I travel. I go a lot of road trips. I have a big truck with a topper on it, and I've got six dogs. My 14-year-old dog, since we had first communicated for the show, she has passed away. She lived the dog probably saw more than a lot of humans have. She's traveled everywhere. I like to expose my animals to a lot of different things. And so she saw, I don't have kids, so, I mean, she saw everything. She's been in the mountains, lakes, all over beach, New York, you know, Tennessee, all across the country. I've taken her. But she saw a lot for a dog, you know, more than a lot of humans ever do.
Right,
but,
exactly, yeah.
But out here, I'm working on my products. I've got a lot of products I got to release yet. I've got my wonderful deshedding tool, which is actually, I think the last time I did a show with you, I was laughing with one of your, with Jerry. I'm sorry I don't have her title, but she's part of the show.
One of the script writers, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I was explaining to her, you know, because I was trying to remember when I was on your show last, and I think it was 2015, when was it?
About eight years ago.
I can't remember if it was before or after, but I made the Inc. 500 list. I probably would have done even better if I hadn't had somebody else putting my numbers on their books. So I made $354. And I was telling her, I go, it's probably because of your show. So
yeah, well, that's what
happened. I don't know if that's true or not, but let's just say it happened.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How did you first come up with the idea for the grooming product and its name, and how do you like to pronounce the name too?
I pronounce it Sleek Easy.
Yeah, the way I did, yeah.
You know,
how'd you come up with the idea? Right.
I was doing horse dentistry at the time, and so I, you know, was under supervision of a vet who allowed me to sedate horses. So I sedate him while he was doing his thing, or she was. I worked under several different vets. That was down in Southern California. So a lot of pockets of horses. And I haven't done dentistry really since 2015 now. I really do miss it. I miss my clients. But, you know, when you sedate them, you got to, you know, to really have a good sedation, it's best to let the horse sit quiet for a good 5 minutes. The sedation really kick in. If you mess with them too much, they never really settle in. They're always kind of restless. You never really get a good effect. But if you let them get to the nice sedate state, it's easier to get through the whole the dental procedure without having them fussing or whatnot. So I try to just let them be quiet, and that's when I would start grooming them. And, you know, a lot of times in the springtime, horses, when they shed, I mean, the hair, it's just, it's everywhere. It's in your mouth. It's in your nose. And so I spent that time grooming them, and I had a client who had something that she had made that she'd seen before, and I thought it was a great idea. I was using it, and I tried to get her. I go, you know what, you shouldn't market this or something. You know, it works great. And she's like, no, she's not interested. She was doing something else, I think, with quilting or something. And I tried to set up a meeting with her a couple times. She wasn't that interested. I actually showed up her house the second time, and she wasn't even there. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go forward. And I've had a lot of different ideas, you know, but getting the idea, you know, I mean, it's like poking around in the dark, and you don't really know how to do things. But it was so simple of a product, and it was something that I could afford to do maybe, and I really did believe that it was something that I would use. And I since then had altered it. I started perfecting it to something much better than what it was originally. Never did hear from her. I wonder sometimes if she was like kind of wishing that she had met with me, but she just really wasn't interested. I guess maybe she didn't believe in it. I don't know, or whatever, but I've had a lot of different ideas, and this one seemed tangible. And so I started perfecting it, and I, you know, started designing a handle and looking into patenting things. And I didn't publish my patent application at first because it is so simple. I didn't want it reverse engineered. And, you know, patenting something, there's a strategy. You have to really know what you have, what the market is. I mean, a lot of it was by just a blessing that I got to where I did. But, I mean, if I had to do it, if I did something, which I have some other stuff to do it again, I'm going to be very cognizant of what I'm doing, not count on just pure luck. But I had, you know, started playing with it, whatnot. I didn't get the that's the other thing, too. When you file I think it's non-provisional versus provisional patent, if you do non-provisional, it's like you get your patent pending and put your application in, and then, you know, you have a year to file your application. And I had looked for lawyers. I mean, I called so many people. They wanted, you know, the only one I could really recall was she wanted $10,000 retainer, which I didn't have. I had the money from doing dentistry, but I had bills to pay. And so that wasn't affordable, and it was almost, and she didn't really, I could tell she didn't really believe in it, you know, because it's so simple. But, and I had the other attorneys tell me the same thing, oh, yeah, it's not patentable. But I think people need to realize, and what I had researched myself, is I read a lot of different claims, and that's really where it's important with the patent. And if you think you have something patentable, you need to look at the claims and the claims of your patent. Now, mine's not the strongest. I mean, I'm not. It's not a sophisticated product, but I could not find any claims that mine didn't make mine novel. So my claims were novel to the other products out there that may seem similar, but mine had its own novelty, which is a wave pattern tooth blade. And I was fortunate enough, I met a gentleman, I was in Billings, I think it was St. Patty's Day, and some friends introduced me to him because we were talking about my product. And he told me that he got a patent, I think on a fishing lure. And he told me his attorney's name, which is Ed Crabtree, and he's in Denver, Colorado. He's my hero. He's such an awesome man. He's in his 80s now, but he's still doing patent work. He's been a patent attorney for a very long time, and he's just really good, good old school, really mannerly, and he always has a good joke to tell before you hang up on the phone, and I consider him a friend. He's very, very dear to me. But, you know, I told him, I said, you know, he asked me, well, why do you think it's patentable? And I told him my reasons, and so it was costing $8,000, and he got my patent through, utility patent, which, you know, all these other attorneys are telling me that, you know, I don't know, sometimes maybe it's from being a woman. I sometimes think that's part of it, that whether I'm dealing with a man or a woman, our society seems to kind of think that, I don't know, it is. It's especially acute out here where I am, especially acute out here in this little valley. But they don't take women seriously, it seems like. Or maybe my voice, it probably sounds a little more adult now than it did because I've been smoking cigarettes. And I'm not a smoker, but it's been so stressful out here. But I don't know if that's helped any, but maybe my voice sounded younger than I am. And I just wasn't taken seriously with anything, and even contacting mills to get it manufactured, I wasn't taken serious. And I, you know, I know I probably come across as somewhat naive because I do ask a lot of questions, and I, you know, I'm always open to learning new things maybe, but maybe that was it. But I just could not get any attorney to take it me seriously. Ed Crabtree did. He did. I mean, he's a one of a kind, really. But so I got that patented and stuff, and to me it was just a blessing because I really do feel like I have, and I've always felt that I have some purpose in life. I think some of it has to do with that being out here where I am, trying to figure out what's going on out here, which is the most bizarre thing. But my animals go
everywhere. When you're an entrepreneur, there's all those details of the funding, the patent attempts, the legal issues, all those things to work through and think about, right, for an entrepreneur.
You know what? It is. And the thing is that it's really hard to do. And when you say sleep easy and live in a simple life.
Especially when you're doing it all yourself.
Somebody told me once when I was in college, I have a degree in journalism, and I was renting a room, and, you know, he had studied law. He wasn't practicing it, but he told me once, he goes, you know, something to the effect that, you know, some people don't know how to relax. You know, I mean, it's an art, really, to know how to relax. And when we start, you know, especially an entrepreneur, where our minds are going constantly, we're always thinking of ideas and whatnot, we have to simplify things. And because it gets to be too much, when you start thinking about all these things you got to do. And maybe that's why Sleekeasy, the tool that I have on the market right now, is tangible, because it was simple and it wasn't complicated. And that's why I try to keep things not complicated. My products I have coming out that I have to get out, not complicate it too much. Because everything's complicated now, isn't it? It's like you can't get anybody to call you back. Keeping things simple, it's really hard to keep things simple in our today's world. Everything's got to be so complicated. And when you got ideas and stuff, I think
it used to be just a handshake.
I think COVID really set a lot of people back, and the way things are done now are so different. Everything takes so much more time than it did. I, for the life of me, I cannot sit down at a computer. I just, that's a part as a problem for me because the passwords and whatnot. I lost a really big deal with, I guess, QVC. I mean, QVC, I liked it because it was a challenge, but with COVID, we had to, they wanted us to start airing from our homes, you know, using Skype.
That's a new thing, right.
And I'm off the grid here. And my Microsoft Edge, it popped up.
Wi-Fi signal
right,
probably not so great.
I finally got internet. I got these Starlink, you know, the Elon Musk. It works great. But I missed the whole show. I mean, I missed my Skype testing thing, everything. I just couldn't, because of this update on Microsoft Edge, it took over my computer, took over my phone, took over everything. But I get panicky when I get on the computer and I can't remember a password and I got a deadline.
That's crazy. Why do you think we want to focus too on, we want to make sure people know about the product itself. Why do you think the product, Sleek Easy, performs so well? It sort of mimics an animal's natural grooming behaviors, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, the teeth are tiny on it. So when somebody looks at it, they're like, how could that even do anything? But it does. It grabs more by the tips of the hair. It doesn't go deep into the coat. And with a thicker coat or longer coat, you don't need to go all the way down to the root of the hair or down to the base of the hair strand. But so it pulls at the tips. If you think like of a straw bell, that's a tightly wrapped bell. It's really tight. It's hard to get the one straw out. You pull one straw out, and eventually, as you pull one out, it loosens up, and the other loose straws come out, right? Pieces of straw. It's kind of like that with a coat. So it grabs the tip, and at first, it's only pulling a few, but it's pulling some. And then as it pulls some out, it loosens up the expired hair that's in the coat stuck in there, or in the follicle that just hasn't been pulled out. I mean, it doesn't pull it so much that it's ripping it out. It's gentle enough. And the animals like it because it's relieved, because it is itchy when it's in there. It needs to come off the coat, off the skin. It is itchy. It works, I think, based on that. And rather than pulling hair, some hair, like some tools are a bit aggressive. They pull at healthy hair as well as the dead hair. And so the animal doesn't like it because it's pulling hairs that are intact in the follicle, whereas this doesn't have that much aggression. But it will grab all the loose hairs for sure. And the hair falls to the ground. It doesn't get caught up in, you know, a bunch of teeth where you have to pick it out, pluck it out, whatever. You know, it falls to the ground. And then, like, if you do it inside, like, it's almost, I mean, I do it on the floor usually. I don't do it on the carpeting. But if you did it on the carpeting, you can take it afterwards and just go over the carpet and it pulls it up. It's just like an eraser. It just pulls all the hair up to a pile, grab it, vacuum it. I have a vacuum attachment, a design patent, which I haven't had it manufactured yet because I do use mine with my vacuum cleaner. A lot, like if I'm doing the upholstery or if I'm in the car and go to the car wash with the vacuum, because I do travel with my dogs, and it could be anything that sticks to the carpeting in the auto. This thing pulls the stuff up, and I just vacuum it right up. It cleans it really, really well, very fast, because, you know, it's hard to get hair off of the carpeting. So I saw a great need for it, and the animals love it. You know, when I was sedating horses and stuff, they would really relax very quickly, and I got to my job faster. You know, they quieted down a lot faster. We being groomed, they really enjoy it. It's like being massaged. You know, just rolling a bar. You know, there's those roller bars that you can, I forget they call them. You have them like yoga class, yoga. You know, run yoga or whatever, a roller, but usually like kind of a foam roller that you can roll underneath your thighs, whatever, to break up the lactic acid in your muscle. So I think it's kind of like that with the animals. I haven't had one animal that doesn't like it. They actually,
I even heard that your pets are the star of your commercials, right?
Yeah, yeah. I still have Ingrid. She's she was the daughter of the one I just lost. She's 10. And, yeah, she's been that's a great commercial. I got to run it some more. There's a whole script behind that.
Is it on your website or YouTube?
You know what? Probably, but I couldn't tell you where it was. I guess maybe the next show I should have all together. It was on my website, but I may have changed it on the – it probably is on there somewhere, but the script was a woman going to a parade, and they had a dog costume contest, and she had to stop at a hotel on the way there, and they were exhausted, and it says no pets allowed. Like my dog, she actually whined. Except her, like that was her. I go, really? So my dog worked for 9 hours, like a little child star, right? She was perfect. She was really working all day. Like she had to sit, stay, and and be in certain positions and do certain things during the whole filming of it. I shot that in Bozeman. I think the hotel that we used has been torn down. It was kind of iconic, almost. But
what are you planning next for Sleek Easy, the line?
I have several products. I've got some lotions and potions. I've got a travel bag for emergencies. I'm really, I like simple things that work, because I don't want to get into something that's too expensive to manufacture because then it's too expensive for my customers. And a lot of us, myself included, are animal poor. I don't have any debt because I don't want to be burdened with debt. It's not freedom to me, and I like to be free. And so I've got to just put them together. I've got several things, lotions and potions, my emergency travel kit. There's something else in line. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but these are things that I've have worked on while traveling and living off the grid with animals that I just think that if I need it, that's my theory. If I would use it, I know other people would use it. If it's something I would need, then I know other people would need it. So these are things that I know work and that are something that I want to always have on me or to use. So the thing now with online too, with people buying, shopping more and more online, they don't know which one to go to. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, that's fine. I don't, it's business, but there's a lot of people that out there are seeking hot selling products and they have no affinity, nor do they have any relation or understanding of animals at all. They're just looking for a product that knows it might make them some money. And then, like you mentioned before, I had a lot of people. I've kind of laid low for the last 2 years because I had a lot of people writing on my trade name, Sleek Easy. Even some of my resellers. And of course, I won't mention any names.
That's
but
incredible.
I found
maybe. Maybe on next week's episode, you can pick up with some of that. Believe it or not, the 30 minutes has expired. That was a quick half
hour
conversation.
Well, I got some things to go dig on my property, so
we'll be back on. Looks like part two for our listeners. Jennifer will be back with the show on the 18th, December 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific. And Jennifer, thanks for joining us and being so.
Sure. We
got to wrap.
Listening,
Okay.
Discount code. Welcome to 10. I'm going to come up with a better one, but right now, discount code welcome 10 for 10% off. So next week, I'll give you an even better discount.
And here's the website to learn about it all, folks. I'll spell it out for you. SLEEKEZ. .com. Sleek Easy. We're talking to the founder and creator, Jennifer Tipton, coming to us from Nevada. Jennifer, thanks for joining us on the show. And
thank you.
Look forward to the other episode as well. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Okay. God bless.
Thanks. You as well.
Bye.
You take care. And best of the holidays as well. Part two on December 18th. We thank Jennifer Tipton. We thank you as well. This is your host, Jim Masters, on Close Up Radio Live. Stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest here on the program. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.